RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Deadly wildfires in New Mexico. Tens of thousands of acres have burned and at least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed.
Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. President Biden approving a major disaster declaration for the state, sending more federal help for devastated communities.
ABC's Zorin Shah reporting. The Supreme Court set to deliver more opinions this morning. 17 cases remain, and there's just a week before the justices go on summer break. The Biden administration announcing a total ban on all Americans using software by Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky, saying the Russian government's continued capacity to influence Kaspersky's operations requires a full ban. South Korea reacting to a new security pact between Russia and North Korea. The country summoning the Russian ambassador to protest. It comes 2 days after Russian President Putin signed a mutual agreement with North Korea. This is ABC News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders renewing calls to raise the salaries for public school teachers. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, he said teachers should make at least $60,000 a year.
Senator Bernie Sanders says for decades, public school teachers have been overworked, understaffed, underappreciated, and underpaid.
In 36 states throughout America, the average public school teacher with a family of four qualifies for food stamps.
John Arthur is a public school teacher in Utah.
The number one solution to addressing the issues we face must be increasing teacher salaries.
Sanders first introduced the bill to raise teacher salaries back in March. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
The UK's Supreme Court has ruled that planners reviewing permits for oil companies to drill wells must consider the environmental impact from burning the oil that the well would produce. The 3-2 ruling on Thursday in London was a victory for fossil fuel opponents who challenged a decision over new wells near London Gatwick Airport. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state law library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The Padres jumped out to a 4-1 lead in the first. In the seventh, the Brewers had a chance to tie the game with bases loaded, two outs, but pinch hitter Gary Sanchez striking out. Then, bottom of the ninth, Two outs, two strikes, and Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off homer against the Brewers' Yoel Piups. They'll play again Friday night. Other baseball headlines, the Brewers have lost another pitcher for the year. 25-year-old Robert Gasser, a promising fastball pitcher, has opted to have Tommy John surgery on his sore left elbow. He's going to be out for a year. NFL, the Packers claim place kicker James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the national champion Michigan Wolverines last season. And just how good can Jordan Love be?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. He is going to get paid. They may have already even pretty much agreed. They're just probably just waiting.
As former Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. Plenty of clouds and mid-60s by sunrise. For your Friday, showers and storms around. Some of the rain locally heavy. Highs will top out in the low to mid-80s. Our storm chances are not done Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devils Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight, our Thursday night edition of our show where we talk about movies and TV and pop culture and comedy and Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin, where we are broadcasting out of statewide. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day in whatever pocket or corner of our amazing, lovely summer state. I hope you're having a great day, and it's great to have you with me. Conrad is here, riding shotgun. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
You know, I got to ask you something. Were you moving the queen when you tore your ACL, or the pawn? Or
you know, I'm getting a second opinion because something's not right. I think these doctors are gouging me. I've heard it's pretty rare to pull an ACL when you're playing chess, or any board game for that matter, unless it's like Twister. So, second opinion. I actually do have two torn meniscuses. I have for about 10 years. Yeah. It does. But, you know, I just don't want to have surgery. I don't want to go under. And the doctor says, look, if you can handle the pain, and the pain only happens if I do certain things, like I can run in grass and run steps and that kind of stuff, and it's fine. But I don't want to be laid up for 3 months, you know? And I'm not doing triathlons or anything. So, what's the deal?
I had surgery when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah?
And that was so scary.
Like, going under?
Oh, yeah. I was scared for, like, when they're like, you either have 6 months recovery with surgery or 12 months recovery without it. So I'm like,
12 months recovery? What did what were you having done?
I broke my clavicle.
Oh, geez.
It actually split. Like, it was, I saw a picture. It was gross.
How did you do that?
I was snowboarding and tried to impress someone by doing a 360, but I only got 90 degrees and then face planted. But instead of face planting, I put my shoulder.
So, is that your board operating shoulder?
Honestly, I haven't snowboarded since that accident.
I don't blame you, dude. That's terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, it was scary, but I'm thankful I did it though.
I get why people do that stuff. When we're young, we do that. You know, I got on a skateboard right after we moved back to Wisconsin, and I was going, we lived right down the street from where my folks live now, and we were going over there for dinner, and I thought, oh, I'm going to take my son's skateboard. I haven't been on a skateboard since I was 11, and I wasn't good then. So why on earth, what made me think I could get on a skateboard? So sure enough, you know, I was going very slow. Like I kind of knew my limitations, but I hit a pebble and I got stuck and I tried to step off the skateboard and went totally parallel to the ground, about 5 feet off the ground, came down on my cockyx, Am I saying that right? Macaques. Isn't that how Uncle Rico says it?
So tell me your thoughts on, yeah, I should definitely go on the skateboard right now.
I mean, honestly, and I was laid up and I had to get on a plane in 2 days. It was a mess. And your tailbone takes forever to heal. It was like a 6-month recovery. So stupid. So, but you know, you were what, 14 when you did?
Yeah, I was 14.
Okay, those are
yep.
the things we do. And you heal faster when you do stuff like that at that age. So
I have a metal plate in my shoulder where my clavicle is with four screws. Yes.
Oh man.
And I do feel the storms in it.
How do you mean? Like when it gets humid or something?
Like lightning, wow. When it rains, when it downpours. Yeah, I can feel it. It's such a weird feeling. It just feels tight kind of around it. I don't know how to explain it, but.
You basically have a lightning rod on your shoulder.
Exactly. It's a long plate. It's like almost the whole bone.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
I split it right in the middle of the bone.
So what's like the most challenging thing you do now, sports-wise or activity-wise?
Golf.
Golf. Okay. Well, stick with that. I mean.
Yeah. No, that's.
What do you need to do anyway? Seinfeld used to do a joke about that. When you go to the gym and you're on the treadmill, you're only getting better at doing the treadmill. Like, whatever you do to keep the weight off and be healthy. But, like, these guys that lift weights beyond, you don't even recognize them. And a lot of them are juicing, you know. I don't understand why you want to look like that. You want to look like a bodybuilder, but you don't necessarily compete. You're not in pro sports. You're just traumatizing your testicles and your hair follicles. Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's
honestly, I don't get it. Listen, if you're a bodybuilder or a weightlifter and you're the kind of person I'm talking about, I probably sound judgy, but I'm not. I just don't understand it. I wouldn't do it myself. Like, I try to stay in shape. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. But I wonder why you do that. Like, if you're not in a sport or competing, I don't get it. That said, have you seen my dumbbells? I left them here last. All right.
You mean your 2.5s?
Yeah, but that's just for my fingers. Oh, we got a fun show tonight. Tim Sowers is here from the Overture Center in Madison, Overture Center for the Arts. Tim's a great guest. He'll tell us what's coming up regarding live shows right there on State Street. Beautiful facility, many stages, a great place, and Tim's always fun. Tim always has seen a ton of TV. That's what I like about having Tim on. I like hearing about what's at the Overture, but I also love that he talks about TV, and he watches probably about as much as I do, maybe more. And then at 8:35, this is going to be fun. We're talking to, remember when Terry Barr was here last week?
Of course.
Yeah, she was talking about the event she'll be at tomorrow called Make Music Madison. And she connected us with the managing director, Mary Rose Ekberg. So Mary Rose will be here at 8:35 to talk about Make Music Madison, which happens tomorrow. It's on the summer solstice every year. And Madison has been doing it since 2013. It's a really cool event. I will not be attending because I don't live in Madison, but it sounds just fantastic. So that will be fun. Mary Rose is going to tell us all about it. And it's a nationwide thing. It's in like hundreds of cities. So we'll find out more information at 8:35 for Mary Rose. Also, this is a What to Watch Thursday. So the weekend is coming up. We might get some more rain, maybe some snow, possible tsunami. We'll see what happens. But let me know what you're going to watch this weekend. Are you going to go see one of the movies that's raking it in at the box office, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, or Inside Out 2. There's a bunch of new movies opening up, too, that are, like, kind of critically acclaimed. None of the big blockbusters, but there's, like, some really good films opening this weekend. At least I hope. I hope they're reviewing well. So let me know what you're going to watch. You can text throughout the night. We'll read the texts throughout the night, but we'll also read them at 8:20. We'll make sure we didn't miss any, and we will get your thoughts in on what you can recommend for others, too, to watch this weekend. I think I'm going to try to check out the Inside Outs and maybe Bad Boys, if there's anything left in the tank. And I want to see this film, Thelma. It's getting a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's about a 70-year-old woman that got phone scammed, and she, like, goes after the guy and gets him. And it happened to the director's grandmother. I guess that's where he got the idea for the film. But it sounds phenomenal. It's reviewing excellent, and there's an actress playing the role who hasn't been in a ton of stuff throughout her career, or at least she hasn't been the main, one of the main stars of a film. And this is, she's like 70 now and got this big break, and it's supposed to be a really good film. I'm excited to see that. So that's my contribution to What to Watch Thursday. I want to hear what you guys have. You can text us and let us know on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch on the stream?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under Nightly with Peach Wobble or WGBW. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, WGBW.
A lot of places to watch the radio on TV. You don't want to miss it. You can drop us a text there or on the app. It's so easy. We're on statewide, as you know, and you can just click the little text icon and let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you think about the show as we progress and talk to the guests and all kinds of stuff. Interact with us because we love it. Last night on the show, we had, or tomorrow night, I should say, we have a guest called Natalie Yar. She will be on, she's from the Capital Times. She writes for business and small businesses for the Capital Times. And she's going to talk to us about an article that she wrote, and it was a great article, very in-depth article about the film incentives in Wisconsin and whether they will come back or not. We've had Jeffrey Kurz on the show. He's part of a group trying to bring the incentives back. If they're done properly, they can be a cash cow. They also promote your state. There are a lot of benefits to having movies shot in your state. It's a lot of work to get them here, but it helps local filmmakers. You can help attract, like Public Enemies was here. That didn't end well, but you can get big Hollywood films to come to Wisconsin and shoot and kind of show off our state. So I'm in favor of them, but you may not be, but that's our question tonight. Are you in favor of more films being shot in Wisconsin with the help of film tax credits or incentives? What do you think, Wisconsin? Let me know. 855-752-4842. Love to hear what you think. I think it's great. I think we have such a beautiful state. You know, you can film cities, farms, forests. We got lakes and rivers. We got prairies. We don't have mountains. But, you know, pretty much everything else that you need in terms of location or setting you can get in Wisconsin, and you can, it's beautiful. We have these big limestone bluffs up in Door County or the Dells. Lots of beauty here that people, I think, should capture on film. So we will talk about that. All right. So Donald Sutherland died today. That's a big one. He was a kind of a titan, and he had a very long career. Just a guy who always was working. How long is that clip we have, Conrad?
It's about a little bit too long.
Okay, we'll play that when we come back. But it's a great scene from a show he did. I think it was called The Insider. No, it was called The...
The Undoing?
The Undoing, yes, with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. And Donald Sutherland was in it, and he plays a real bad, just a guy you don't want to mess with. And this, a lot of people say this was like his best work. And the show was from just about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a really good show. I watched it. I think I jammed through it during COVID. But there's a scene where Donald Sutherland is talking to his schoolmaster, and it's great. We'll play that next. A lot of other stuff going on. Some big movies dropped today. Jaws, maybe the biggest summer blockbuster ever, or what started the craze, dropped today. Chinatown dropped today. Blues Brothers. And Donald Sutherland dropped today in a different way, which is kind of sad. So we'll talk about all of that. We've got clips. We're going to read your texts. We're going to do What to Watch. It's a What to Watch Thursday. What are you going to watch this weekend? That's what we need to know. Anything else, Conrad? Am I missing anything?
I don't think you're missing anything.
You don't think so? Think we got it? All right. More Nightlight coming up next with a Donald Sutherland clip leading us off. This is Peach Wobbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey. Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. It's a What to Watch Thursday. That's what we do here on Thursdays. We talk about what we're going to watch on the weekend because, look, I love summer in Wisconsin. It's my favorite season. Maybe fall, actually. But I love summer in Wisconsin. You still got to make time for TV, folks. Being outside and getting all that exercise, it's very overrated. Make time for TV. That's my message here tonight. So let us know what you're going to watch this weekend. We'll read them all at 8:20. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us on the stream, on the Facebook stream. Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Conrad, also on the Facebook stream. Love it. Glad you're sitting inside tonight watching the radio. Sherry says, I'd love to see 6888 on Netflix, but don't have Netflix. Well, that is a problem. Sherry, let's do a GoFundMe. Let's get Sherry Netflix. It's not getting any cheaper, is it? All right, I'm going to look up 688. We'll read that at 8:22. We got to keep track of these, Conrad. Right?
Yeah.
Stacy Sue says, I'm stumped as to what to watch this weekend. All right. Well, Conrad has a suggestion for you, Stacy Sue. I don't know if this will be your cup of tea, but all right, Conrad, lay it on us.
I know some people like to cringe watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
There's a show called MILF Manor.
MILF Manor.
Okay. And it is terrible TV. Absolutely
so
terrible.
So you've watched it?
Yes. I saw an ad for it, and I was like, there's no way that this can be good.
And why? I watched it. Why not?
The premise is older ladies going to the manor. And
they think they're MILFs.
They bring their... the first season, they bring their son with them.
Oh, come on.
And it's a dating show where they're... sons date the other moms in it.
We have to get whoever created this show on Nightlight. This is absolutely awful.
And just wait till it. So season two,
kind of
the same, different.
What platform is it on?
It is on Max. So season two is they bring the moms on, and just a bunch of random younger kids that are 23 to 26. Second
right,
episode
so not
in
kids, but still. Or, how yeah, weird.
The second episode, they bring the son, like the men that are in it, their dads.
Yeah.
They bring the dads into it.
For what? To date the women?
So it's the sons and the dads.
Oh my god. This is
to
absolutely
date the moms.
Terrible.
It is the worst TV I've seen.
How's it going with my son, Bernice?
So that's a cringeworthy recommendation.
That's awful. But you know what? Sometimes that's fun. Like when you get a bunch of people together to watch bad TV, that can be fun too. I cannot believe that show. That, you know what cracks me up is the term MILF gets thrown around a lot. And it's, I think people take liberties with it. Like I was talking to a woman at the mall up in the Marinette area about 9 years ago. And you know, it was someone I went to high school with, and we're talking, and she said something about the weekend. And she said, yeah, so I'm just going to go out with some other MILFs. And I wanted to say, you know, MILF doesn't just mean middle-aged woman. It means an attractive. You can't call yourself a MILF. That's just, that's wrong. It's for other people to decide.
I don't know. She
love
had
the confidence, but that's just silly.
That was, I don't know if she had the definition right.
Maybe not. Yeah, it just becomes part of the vernacular and like, oh, yeah, we're all MILFs. No. I would never call myself a DILF. I wouldn't make that presumption. Whew, that sounds like bad television. And that's on Max?
Yeah. It's because it's on the TLC network.
Do they actually, like, hook up on the show? Like, is it one of those bad reality shows where you see him going into a bedroom and then closing the door and you know the producers put him up to it? There's nothing realistic about most reality TV.
Yeah, that's... They also put him in situations where they'll get mad at each other, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe you're talking to my son like that. He wanted to have sex with you. Gosh, that just... It's awful.
Just wait till season three.
So, Jeremy Jr., Marjorie says she got to second base last night. It's so awful. I have to watch. Stacey Sue does not like that on the stream. She says cringe. Well, yeah, that's
it is cringe.
And I think they probably know that. They probably know it's a bad show, right?
They have to.
Yeah.
But it's popular for some reason. You know, just
yeah,
they made a
like
second
to watch
season.
Car wrecks, yeah. Anna from the 608 says, yes, the couples do hook up. Okay, Anna's been watching some TV. She says, hi, Pete. I agree with Conrad that MILF Manor is bad. Well, at least we're in agreement. And you know what? Now I have to check it out over the weekend, and I have to report back. So I wouldn't wear that, dear. My son likes thongs. So creepy. Okay. Hey, Tim Sowers will be here at 7:35 to tell us what's going on at the Overture Center for the Arts down on State Street in Madison. Always fun to talk to Tim. And Donald Sutherland passed away today, and I kind of teased this before the break, and then I got off in this MILF manner, thanks to Conrad. This is a scene. Do we have time to play this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a scene. Donald Sutherland from The Undoing. It's terrific acting. We had to edit it heavily because of Big Brother. No, we had to take some swear words out, but you get the essence of it, and it's really solid Donald Sutherland acting. Roll it, buddy.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Why homeschool him then?
Well, we just feel it would be in the best interest of everyone if Henry, for the time being...
Why?
With the trial approaching, the distraction serves no one.
You told my daughter that Reardon would be there for Henry, that the community was steadfast.
I did. But
Henry's life has been ripped apart. If ever an overpriced, self-important, full of school needed to step up...
This is coming from the board. They feel we need to create distance between Reardon and all the ugliness. I cannot exalt your grandson's needs at the expense of the schools writ large.
Well, I can. I've given a lot of money to this school, Mr. Conifer. And I've always considered it a privilege to be able to do so. But make no mistake, I am a sucker. And I don't mean that in the sense of gay belittlement as it's currently come to be interpreted. No. I'm an old-fashioned sucker. The more traditional kind. The kind who fucks over anyone who hurts me or a loved one. You speak of ugliness, Mr. Conifer. You have not yet met ugliness.
That was Donald Sutherland, passed away today. Sad news, great actor. I maybe would have edited those a little longer. I think we're okay, but just next time, maybe a full-blown beep. You know what? And folks, that scene got really... nasty, and you kind of need those. Like, the acting is so good, and it hurts to edit it, but you don't really have a choice. So, all right. So, we've got Mary Rose Ekberg will be here. No relation to Anita Ekberg, but it'll be fun to talk to her about Make Music Madison. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center is up next to tell us what's going on there, and we'll talk to Tim about what he's watching. He always has good recommendations. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Deadly wildfires in New Mexico. Tens of thousands of acres have burned and at least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed.
Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. President Biden approving a major disaster declaration for the state, sending more federal help for devastated communities.
ABC's Zorin Shah reporting. The Supreme Court set to deliver more opinions this morning. 17 cases remain, and there's just a week before the justices go on summer break. The Biden administration announcing a total ban on all Americans using software by Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky, saying the Russian government's continued capacity to influence Kaspersky's operations requires a full ban. South Korea reacting to a new security pact between Russia and North Korea. The country summoning the Russian ambassador to protest. It comes 2 days after Russian President Putin signed a mutual agreement with North Korea. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gow wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are teaming up again for a new crime thriller called R.I.P. The duo's company, Artists Equity, will produce the film. The project is in the early stages and plot details are being kept on the down low. Artist Equity's first film was Air, which debuted in 2022. Both Affleck and Damon were part of the cast, with Damon as the main character. If you don't include the true star, a shoe. Justin Timberlake was released from police custody in the Hamptons following a drunk driving charge. The incident happened after Timberlake left a party at a friend's house and was pulled over by police. Timberlake was reportedly booked early Tuesday and kept overnight before being released without bail. Police said Timberlake failed to stop, was swerving and slurring his words, basically failing every aspect of the sobriety test. Timberlake says he only had one martini at a time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Currently 66 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
So I got this funny response. I think it's rude when you're doing something important like watching color television and you're interrupted. And I just got this text. We got this on the Nightlight Facebook page from a guy named Bill. He says, "Hey, guys, do me a favor. What was the movie title again for the clip you played? My boss came in and asked me a question. The nerve." Bill, that was from a TV show on Max called The Undoing with Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, and Donald Sutherland. And Donald Sutherland is a badass in the show. He's very good. A big loss. Thanks for listening, Bill, and happy watching. It was a pretty good show, I would say. We're talking about MILF Manor. That's, you know what? I'm going to pitch that to Tim Sowers, Conrad. MILF Manor, the live show. I love it.
God.
I think I can play younger. All right. Joining me now on Nightlight is a guy who's been here several times before. He's always fun to talk to about what's happening down at the Overture Center in Madison. And what he's watching on TV. Tim's fun to talk to. Tim Sowers joins us now. Hey, Tim.
I've never watched MILF Manor, so I can't help you there.
Listen, buddy, I'm getting the pitch together, and we're coming in. So block your day, pack a lunch. We're gonna.
All right, I'm free. I'm ready. I'm ready.
How are you, Tim?
I'm good. I did see The Undoing, though. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. You know, did you see the Ben Mendelsohn show on HBO? I think it was called The Insider. Like a paranormal. I watched both of those at about the same time, and they were both really good. That's what made me think of it.
But, well, anything Hugh Grant is always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why. He's just always good.
You know, there are certain actors, they just know how to pick them. And, you know, Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Tom Hanks, there's a reason those guys have staying power, you know, and Hugh Grant's right there, I think, you know.
Yeah, they're smart on what they do.
Exactly. So were you on vacation, Tim?
No, I was in New York for a long haul to see a bunch of shows. And, you know, I saw 16 shows on that trip.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's crazy, right? I'm a Tony voter, so I get to try to see all the shows so I can vote. And the Tonys were just on last weekend. And
yeah.
My favorite got best musical, The Outsiders. It was really, really a good, powerful show. Yeah, really good.
I really want to see that. Are you guys going to bring that one in at some point?
I hope so. It's on the top of my list, and I hope so. It was so good. I can't. The music is by, it's a group. So it's kind of a unique. Wait, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay.
Music to the Outsiders was written by.
Sometimes you just, like, when I heard that was a musical, I'm like, yes.
Well, and they told it right. All right, here. Who wrote the music for The Outsiders?
This is Tim Sowers. Sowers is Googling on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamestown Revival.
Oh, I don't know them.
I don't know them either, but so it's kind of a folk, kind of has a folk Broadway feel to it.
And, oh, wow.
It's some of the best fight choreography I've ever seen.
Really?
And yeah, really good. Really good. And then, I don't know, won a bunch. And so I was happy for that because I wanted it to win.
Do they stick to the kind of like what you'd see in the movie or the book? Is it pretty similar to that?
Yeah, yeah. It follows it really, really well. Nice. And what I really loved about it in the audience was a lot of kids. Because read the book.
Yeah, in eighth grade.
Right? So there were a lot of like teens and preteens there, and they were so into it. And I think that's great, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's great that they read it, but it's nice that they're expanding their horizons a little bit and going to see musical theater of a story they've already read. I think that's fantastic.
Right. It's a good way to develop audiences for the future, right?
You know,
bring something that's relevant to them.
For sure. Does the guy who played Dallas Winston in the show say "do it for Johnny"?
Does he what?
Does he say "do it for Johnny"? Remember that in the movie? He took the knife.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's like classic line.
He probably does. I don't remember that, but
okay.
It was a long time ago. I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It made a lot of people stars, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you got anything else you saw that you piqued your interest or?
It's funny because like there's a Huey Lewis musical called The Heart of Rock and Roll.
Yes.
It didn't get any Tony nominations. Oh, and so when I was going to see it, I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to be good. And I loved it.
Really?
It is. Yeah. It's so charming and it's entertaining. And everybody that I know, because I also was at this big Broadway League conference and, you know, we all book shows all over the country, right?
Yeah.
And so everybody who was going to see it was like, you know, that was good. You know, that was good. That was good. And it takes place in Milwaukee as the setting for the show. So that's kind of fun. Yeah. So I want that to come around too. I think they'll get a nice tour.
Yeah. It's like when you have a music like that to pull from, I don't know how a show could be bad, really. I mean, when you've got a built-in soundtrack.
Well, you know, it's how they plot it out and whether the music fits into the plot or not, you know, and
right.
But Huey Lewis, a lot of his songs are storytelling, so it really works for a musical.
Okay.
That was really good. And there's another musical that was, I guess I have different tastes, but there is only got one Tony nomination, and there's a musical version of The Great Gatsby.
Ah.
And it was stunningly beautiful. I don't know why the nominating committee didn't pick that for something more, but it's all right.
Love that story too.
That's what's great about having the road, right? Bringing shows out on the road.
Yeah.
Because they have a new life when they're out on the road.
Right.
And people don't have to travel to New York to see them. The quality is good on the road. And so, you know.
Right. Well, and you might have a show like the Huey Lewis show might crush all around the country just because people loved his music or whatever, even if it's not winning Tonys, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I don't think the Tonys are the end all and be all of good work and popularity, right?
Right. My guest is Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. We're talking the Tonys that just happened last week. Was it last weekend or the weekend before?
I think it was just 25. Last week.
Yeah.
It was just last week. Yeah.
That's cool. So you're a voter. Did you vote for the Outsiders?
I did vote for the Outsiders in every category that I could.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah. Now I really can't wait to see this.
It won lighting, it won sound, it won direction. So it got some good love.
It's like the anti-MILF Manor.
Right.
If I had to develop a poster. So, hey, you have Second City coming to the Overture Center.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
we bring them
right?
Every year. Yeah. Tomorrow. Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. Friday. Okay. So
are
they?
That's tomorrow. I'm heading to New York. So I know I have to. But Second City's always good, right?
Is it sold out?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But close to. We always do well with it when we have them in town.
So that's something we could promote. I mean, I think everybody should see Second City that has the slightest bit of interest in sketch or improv. I just think they do amazing stuff.
I do too. I mean, they've been around for a long time. A lot of stars have come out of there, you know.
It's like
great
a factor.
Comedians.
Yeah.
It's what people like right now too. People want to see, people want to be entertained, right?
And they want to laugh always.
And they want to laugh. Do you know Justin Willman? Do you know who that is?
I saw that on your schedule, and
yeah, he's coming in July, and I didn't know who he was, but he has a Netflix show where he has a team of people, and people have wrote into him to prank someone in their life, and so his team, they pick people to prank, and then his team gets together and develops this kind of elaborate magic prank. It's really funny. He's really funny. And you kind of learn about the magic.
Yeah.
Some of the little ins and outs of magic as they're setting up these things to prank people. I love it.
That does sound fun. I love the name of it, the Illuminati Tour. That cracks me up.
I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know until I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was. And then I watched his show and I was like, all right.
Do you get to see how, when you have magicians there or a show involving magic, do you get any inside info on how some of the tricks are pulled off or?
No, yeah. You don't. They really limit who's backstage.
Okay.
And they make, some of the shows make our like tech and everybody sign waivers.
Okay.
That if they see something.
Right.
We had these Aussies in a year, right? It was before COVID. And I was looking for them to see if they're still together and doing it, but they were the Naked Magicians. And they got naked, totally naked on stage, but it was always some prop in front of them.
Oh, funny.
Right? And they were hilarious. The Aussies are so funny. And they were so, so funny, but they were very popular.
I think if you're making people sign waivers so they can't say anything, you're basically admitting this isn't real magic.
Well, what is real magic, right? Everything is something. Most of it's just sleight of eye, right?
Right.
Right.
You have Moulin Rouge coming in too. Any tickets for that? That's right around the corner.
Oh yeah. We're going to have it for 2 weeks.
I saw that.
The best availability is in the second week of the show.
Okay.
That's a popular show too.
It looks like a fun one.
It's a little different than the movie. They've updated it. So there's more contemporary music in it than just that. Some of the songs are in it from the movie, the soundtrack, but there's new stuff. There's like 71 songs in the show.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's
crazy.
That's the one Ewan McGregor sang the Elton John song, right?
That's right.
Your song. Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
Yeah, and that's a big number in the show, and they kept that.
Are people scalping tickets or going to ticket brokers an issue for you guys? Like, if something's sold out, do the tickets turn up anywhere, and do you try to combat it at all? Do you have a chance?
We do try to combat it. You know, when we're selling tickets, they watch for email addresses and addresses that are not local.
Okay.
We limit the number of tickets someone can purchase.
Right.
So if all of a sudden it's Connecticut and somebody wants 20 tickets, you're like, not so sure.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, some people will sell their tickets on StubHub and places like that. But scalping seems to, I don't know if it's calmed down a little lately, but it's always a problem. Then there's the people who, you know, write emails and say, I can't believe these tickets are $500. And you say, they're not.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
You got to watch the site where you're on it.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you see when you do Google searches now, you'll see a lot of them saying, the official site, right?
Right.
Because some people still don't watch when they buy a ticket.
Well, and the problem, people will pay, too. That I last summer.
I know it.
No, wait, I'm sorry. About a year and a half ago, I almost paid $2,400 to take my kids to see Springsteen because it's something I've wanted to do forever. And then they went on sale for Wrigley Field and I got four tickets for like $450. So you just can't, it's difficult though, because they know people will buy them. So, but
that's so true. It's like when Hamilton was in its most popular.
Yeah.
I mean, people were like, I was in New York and they had like, I don't know. They had some like $750 or $800 tickets. And people are like, okay, And I'm like, not okay. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to pay that much, people.
Yeah, I know it, right?
Tim Sowers is here. We'll have more with Tim coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's a great song. Let's play that more later, Conrad, so we can hear some of the lyrics. It's Brian Wilson's birthday today. He's 83, I believe. And I clipped a couple songs that are kind of offbeat hits that I just love. He's so brilliant. And here's a shout out, Tim, from one of our texters, Anna, regarding the Overture Center. She says, on Saturday, I went to the Overture Center to see Tina, the Tina Turner musical. It was fabulous. Last year in Chicago, I saw Michael Jackson, the musical, which is coming to the Overture Center next year. That was fabulous, too. So that's pretty cool. That's high praise, Tim. And when does the Michael Jackson musical get there? And have you seen it yet?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, it's really good. It's it focuses on a period of his life where he was preparing for the Dangerous Tour. And he's being interviewed with to MTV. And so So you see him working the songs and the group, and it really kind of focuses on his artistry and his genius.
Nice.
I think it comes next, a year from now, next spring, next early summer. It's part of a subscription package now, but yeah, they did it right with him by focusing on that period, because they really couldn't do his whole life.
Right. Is the Dangerous Tour where he got burned when he was doing the Pepsi commercial? It was like in the late 80s.
Oh, I think that was the Dangerous Tour.
I wonder if they get into that. Speaking of the packages, do you guys have, I see on your website a lot of different stuff. Like, what's a great value package? Like, if you're a guy like me who has two kids, you know, do you have packages where you get like three shows and it's a discount, five shows? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, Broadway is you have to get six or seven.
Okay.
And then we have a kind of make your own subscription where you can get discount on the other shows if you purchase like three or more.
Okay.
So
that's pretty good.
That's an option too. And we're adding shows. One of the new things we're doing this year is we're really now tracking you when you buy. Well, we always track you when you buy your tickets, but like if you're going into the cart and you're going to buy another show, say you bought four or five shows and you're going to later on the season buy a sixth show, we're going to be able to give you that discount because you were a subscriber.
Nice.
So you can continue that discount all year, which is really nice.
That is.
So we're doing that this year for the first time.
So one of the things I thought that looked really cool on your website is Duck Soup Cinema. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a silent film series that we do. We have the Graham Barton organ, that was recently renovated, and it's one of the only ones left in the country. And so we do a pre-show where we get some acts, and it's kind of like a vaudeville. And then we play the silent film and have a organist live as they're doing that. And
that is cool.
It's very unique and very popular. Most of them are very still very popular. People drive from all over to come to it.
Now,
because they don't really have it anywhere, right?
Yeah. In L.A., I remember they had a theater. It was actually called the Silent Movie Theater. And they did stuff like that. And I've just been, I thought it was so fun. And when you guys do it, are those shows like less expensive than the big Broadway ones? Is there like a hierarchy of ticket prices?
Oh, to go to like Duck Soup?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like $9.
Oh my gosh.
It's like going to a movie.
And you're getting so much more with the music. That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's cool because, you know, the organ has all the sound effects on it.
Yeah. When was that? I just saw that on the website. I thought that looked really fun.
Did we announce next seasons already?
I just saw it on the website. Maybe the dates weren't up there yet. But anyway, I wanted to
We might have announced it already. I can't remember when we were doing that. We do that separately.
Okay.
We're traditionally now started doing one around Halloween time.
Okay. And you got Lyle Lovett coming up too.
Lyle Lovett, he's popular than ever with
How
his
about
big
that?
Band. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
He's been through many times.
Yeah. I would assume he's playing the big theater. What is the capacity there? I'm surprised that he plays venues. I would think he'd be in bigger venues, I guess.
No, he likes those theaters. Like he's playing in Overture Hall, which is 2,255 seats.
Okay.
And then sometimes he plays in the Capitol, which is 1089, when he doesn't have the big band with him.
Wow. Okay.
So he's played in both of our venues many times over the years. And he's still popular. He's still, you know, at a sellout, to a sellout situation.
I bet that's a fun show. So, Tim, what are you watching? Can you recommend anything? You always seem to have a lot of ammo.
I just finished Hacks. Have you watched Hacks? Do you watch Hacks?
I watched the first two episodes and I liked it, and I'll go back to it. I just wanted to check it out, but I'll definitely revisit.
I think she's great. Yeah. And smart.
It's really
funny. Think she can do anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like everything she's in, she's good, and everything she's in gets acclaim.
Yeah.
Right? And I love this as she's this, you know, aging stand-up comedian and she's really, you know, it's funny because, you know, with Hollywood and, you know, everybody aging and everybody getting work done and everybody scared they're not getting any roles. This season, she's really all about owning her age. And I love that with her. I just love that.
Last night, my buddy Mike Siegel was on the show and we were talking about 80s sitcoms and sitcoms in general and the best leading men or women in sitcoms. I can't, like, Jean Smart, everything I see her in, I'm like, why isn't she a bigger star? And she's very well respected and a big name, but why didn't she have three sitcoms with her as the lead actress in it that crushed? You know what I mean? She's that talented.
She is that talented. You know, she's interesting because, you know, she can do the comedy and she's very funny.
Yeah.
But she also can do the serious.
Yeah, she played.
Right? Did you ever see that episode, the season of Fargo that she was on?
Yes.
Oh.
She was excellent.
Right? Or she did that movie short series with Kate Winslet, the mayor of Easttown, she's great.
I forgot about that. She's excellent. And she did a season on 24 where she was like the president's wife.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
She's just outstanding. And you know what? Maybe that's how she prefers it. I'd find that hard to believe, but you never know. But she's just, she's fantastic. Hey, Tim, can we keep you for a few more minutes just to talk about what you're watching and see what's happening? All right. We got the news coming up. A great crack news team here at Civic Media. You'll be hearing from them next. And then we'll find out what Tim Sowers is watching. He always has great recommendations, and we'll discuss next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be talking with Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell of the Notre Dame School of Law. We'll be talking about the law of war and how it applies in Gaza.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.